Activists have added school resource officers to the larger conversation of police reform in the United States. Some call for the removal of police from schools. Others are looking at ways to change officer roles. Dana Vollmer reports now on what that looks like in Peoria public schools.
School-based policing is a fast-growing sector of law enforcement, but Peoria Public Schools has had a police force for decades. Chief DeMario Boone says the department was established in the 1970s to handle race riots breaking out in the schools. He says officers got to know students before problems arose.
Our approach to law enforcement or criminal justice is the reform that everybody is now asking for. And what I mean by that is, you know, I have officers that will walk hallways and they can literally see a kid not going to class, talk to that kid, and it turns into getting services for the home.
Boone says that could be tutoring, counseling, or even food. He says his team focuses less on what a student did wrong and more on how they can help address the root cause of that behavior. Until 2014, the campus police department operated independently of other law enforcement agencies and had a separate certification. Boone says a former superintendent didn't want police in the schools and disbanded the unit. Since then, they've operated as a school safety team. Boone says that has its drawbacks.
When we had arrest powers and the firearms, when there were fights in the school, the arrests weren't automatic. We were able to do all sorts of things to just eliminate, okay, we're not going to take this kid to jail. But if you don't have a department and you have an officer from the outside who's running from call to call citywide and gets a call to your school that, hey, this student hit this teacher, the officer is coming there to clear the call because he's got a backlog of several calls waiting.
It has also meant the district had to bring in city police to handle armed security. School board member Dan Walther says the district was paying $260,000 a year to staff Peoria police in the three high schools. He says they've since struck a deal with the state's attorney's office to allow some of their own guards to carry guns again.
City of Peoria actually is in a much tougher financial problem than we are. And plus the fact I think they need these three guys back on the street, not sitting in the high schools. It's a win-win for both of us. We've got our own people who we feel very confident in the high schools, and then they've got three more people back on the police force for Peoria.
Still, there's some pushback to having police in schools at all. Charles Bell teaches criminal justice at Illinois State University. His research focuses on Black students and parents' perceptions of school safety measures. Bell has interviewed about 160 students and parents in Illinois and Michigan over the last 3 years.
Students, regardless of the school's location, so urban, suburban, students overwhelmingly harbor negative feelings about school guards, because they view the guards as aggressive, as sort of overstepping their boundaries.
Bell says students didn't seem to have a problem with the guards being around as long as they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, like breaking up fights. But he says students often felt the guards escalated situations by behaving aggressively.
Now, parents, on the other hand, are divided. So you have parents in suburban school districts, particularly primarily white areas, that had favorable interactions with school guards and kind of viewed the resource officers as a team, in a sense.
Bell says parents in urban districts are more mixed on the question. He says they want a barrier between schools and violence in the community, but they also feel resource officers criminalize their children. He says there's an opportunity to create a healthier environment when administrators, parents, and students have open conversations about community needs. Mariah Cooley is president of Young Revolution, a group of organizers leading the calls for police reform within the city of Peoria. Most are graduates of Peoria High Schools. Cooley says during her time at Richwoods, she never saw school officers getting physical with or starting heated arguments with students. In fact, she says they worked hard to form personal relationships.
I can understand how some students may feel uncomfortable with a police officer being around, but I think that can just be easily resolved by explaining why we have the resource officers and police officers in the building. And I think once that discussion is had, there can be a little bit more clarity and peace about it.
Chief Boone says the concern about criminalizing students is valid, but he says it's an art his department has mastered.
I think that having the culture right when you have school resource officers is a huge asset for a school district. And I think we're an anomaly because we've been doing it so long. It's just like second nature to us to immediately not look at what's wrong with that kid, but what happened to them and try assisting that way.
And he says that's a lesson other law enforcement agencies could learn. I'm Dana Vollmer.